السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem and ameen to all the du'as. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Zulhijjah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 29 and 30. Before we do that, those of you who are intending to fast today in Durban and surroundings, you have about 2-3 minutes left, so try and finish up now, inshallah. And those of you in the Johannesburg, Pretoria region, you have about 6-7 minutes left, so try and finish up now also. Allah Jalla Wala accept our siyam and our qiyam and our fasting, our standing up for tahajjud and all our good deeds. Allah Jalla Wala make us min al-maqbooleen, from His accepted servants. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today's lesson, chapter 35, verse 29 and 30, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Verily those people who are reciting the noble Quran, the book of Almighty Allah. You see, when I tell you to read, اقرأ, read. So that reading will mean that you can read in your mind, that you can read, you know, without moving your lips and so forth. But for Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, the word normally used is tilawat. Tilawat means tahreek e shafatain, we have to move our lips. Whether we are reading salat, namaz, prayer, when we are reading on our own or behind the imam, for example, the Shafi's and them say, you have to read Surah Fatiha in every rakat behind the imam. So there must be movement of the lips, otherwise the salat will be null and void. Similarly, we're reading Quran Sharif, noble Quran, out of salat, then we can't just be reading in our heart, in our mind. There must be tahreek ashafatain, movement of our tongue, our lips, and so forth and so on. Hence the word yatluna is used. Alladhina ataynahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawati. Those to whom we gave the book and conferred the book to them, they recite the noble Quran as it's supposed to be recited. So we should not be doing it haphazardly. Fulfill everything, all our duty with beauty. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Verily those people who are reciting the Quran, not only Surah Yasin daily and finish every day, we must be reading some portion, some passage of the noble Quran. وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ, and they establish the salah. They perform the salah themselves and then they encourage others that you have jurisdiction, authority over your wife, your children, grandchildren. You have authority over your students, over your employees. So tell them, the Muslims, come on, start reading salat and so forth. This time is jamaat and so forth. So encouragement must come. So just reading salat is not sufficient. وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ, we have to establish the salah. And Salat is called Salat. Why? As-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. This wealth, this talent, ability, capability, which Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala gave us, وَأَنْفَقُوا and they spent مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ from what we gave them. It is not your business acumen, your degrees, that you have received all this income and so forth. It is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. How many are graduate, how many are professional, academic, doesn't even have a job, and some people who never even score high school and never saw university and college, Allah gave them millions. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ from what we gave them. Everything happens with a decree of Almighty Allah and not our degrees. So how do they spend? سِرَّ وَأَلَانِيَا privately, discreetly and publicly. So this is how they enhance their ikhlas and sincerity. سِرَّ privately, they'll give people. Nobody knows. Only Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala knows and the recipient knows. So therefore, أَنْفِقْ and tunfaq alayk. Remember, O Muslims, spend, and then they will be spent on you. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Ya Allah, the one who Allah, that we are, the Allah Ta'ala is telling the person that if you spend in the path of Allah, so the angels will give you more through the command of Allah Jalla wa'ala. So give, you must remember that those people who are spending the path of Allah, Allah will give them more and more. Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. And those who are stingy and miserly, destroy and decimate their wealth. Allah protect us. سِرَّ وَعَلَانِيَا privately, discreetly, publicly. What do they want? يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ. يَرْجُونَ, they have the firm conviction. They're making a bargain, a transaction, a business, tijara. Such a business with Allah Jalla wa'ala, لَنْ تَبُورُ, it will never ever perish. It will always be profitable. It will always increase. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend, shay'in, the one rand, the one dollar, the one rupee, Allah will give you something much better and superior. That is Almighty Allah's fadl, grace and mercy. Open Mishkat Sharif. وَاللَّهِ مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ. حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. What he spoke is always the truth. But sometimes to further emphasize it, the Master alayhi salam takes an oath. Wallahi, I take an oath on Almighty Allah, the wealth will never decrease because of charity if you gave it willingly, lovingly, sincerely with Iman. So when we bring and imbue and inculcate within ourselves all these qualities, لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, then He, Almighty Allah, will reward them, and not only reward these people who have these qualities, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, Almighty Allah will grant them added bonus, much more than what they could perceive in perception and comprehension out of His grace. You told somebody to wash your car 100 rand. He did such a splendid job that you gave him 200 rand, 150 rand, so that excess and extra is called fadl. Allah Ta'ala knows we have committed so many vices, but what does He say? إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. And He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is ghafoor. He is off-forgiving, very forgiving. He forgave us because we are crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, oh Allah, forgive us. Shakur, Allah Ta'ala is very, very appreciating. When Shakur is used for us, it means to be very, very thankful, grateful. When you use Shakur for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, it means Allah Ta'ala is very, very appreciating. We spend 1 rand, Allah will give us 10, Allah will give us 700, Allah will give us more than that. Wallahu yudha'ifu limay yasha. So He appreciates all these good deeds and actions and speech that we carry out. May Almighty Allah grant us all tawfiq. Wallahu almuwaffiq ila sawa'i sabil. Allah guide us all to the straight path. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today's news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, globally. 3rd of Zulhijjah, 1445. GG. The Gaza genocide, 2 day 42 48 today. 300 plus minors have been murdered and killed and martyred by the Israeli terrorists, murderers, baby killers, and this is 100% genocide. Only a donkey will refuse it and reject it and so forth. People who have hidden agendas. So the more they try, remember, to defeat Hamas, the more humiliated, disgraced they are. And within their own rank and file, there is also a big implosion. Yesterday, you see, 4 people, senior people, resigned. One was Gantz, Benny Gantz. He resigned from the war cabinet. Then one of the big, big IDF commanders, he resigned. 2 other people resigned. I sent it out yesterday on all the groups and so forth, and it is on my status as well. So you'll find it on the Telegram, on the X, the Twitter, and on my status. So all these haramis, remember, Ba'asuhum Bainahum Shadeed, chapter 59 verse 14, among themselves there are big, big wars and battles. Tahsabuhum jami'a, you think the Jutlas, the Jews, are united. Wa qulubuhum shatta, their hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi annahum qawmul la yaqilun, that you think that the Jutlas and the Jews are very intelligent people. Allah says they got no brains, no intelligence, no intellect, majority of them. Otherwise, how can you murder and kill babies and children and so forth? Only people who are haramis, who are big bees, will do these type of things. But they are the ones who killed prophets and messengers and martyred them, like Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, Zacharias and John the Baptist, murdered by the Jutlas and the Jew. Very, very good, the Colombian government. We salute you, O government of Colombia. No more coal for Israel that will come from Colombia. And because of the Gaza war and killing and murdering and martyring all these Palestinians and so forth, protesters marching day in D.C., Washington, D.C., by the White House against Biden and his policy. He is also another one complicit in this crime of genocide. All of them are war criminals. Biden, Blinken, Bush, Blair, all these characters with the B. So remember, they are big, big B's and haramis. History will judge them to be war criminals and guilty of genocide. Nancy Pelosi says that if she was still the speaker, she would never have invited Bibi Netanyahu to America and to address the Congress and so forth. And Wasser Saunders said that he will not attend. He said clearly that Netanyahu is Satan, Yahu is a Satan and is a war criminal, so he will not be attending his speech and so forth. So Israel and the Western media are saying that 4 hostages have been returned, but they're receiving a lukewarm welcome and reception from the Jutlas. Some are congratulating them, others are saying very bad that you returned, what about all the others and so forth. So everywhere they're having big, big problems. Remember, Saturday night, 100,000 people marching, demanding elections and so forth. And that is a demand of Benny Gantz as well. Elections immediately must be held. So violent arrest by the Israeli police and defense force of an Israeli doctor, criticized by the Jutlas and Zionists themselves. So they don't shoot them, but they harass them, intimidate them. In the case of Palestinians, they'll shoot them first and murder them, and thereafter they'll ask questions. So the United Nations says there is risk of cholera breaking out, an outbreak in Gaza. So you can see there's one problem other upon the other. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for them, for the people in Sudan, for the people in Syria and Libya, for the Uyghur Muslims in China, for our brothers, sisters in, you know, Burma and so forth, and so many other places. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on them. Modi, so he is, remember, the butcher of Gujarat. He begins his historic 3rd term as Prime Minister of India. So yesterday they had a big, big ceremony there, but China was not there. and Pakistan were not there because these are the countries, they don't have good ties with them. So India is considering to increase exports to Russia, so the ties between Russia and India are increasing, and America hates it and detests it but cannot do much. Macron woke up from his slumber and he's going to have elections, so we won't forget 2024, South African elections, British elections, American elections, all that yet to come. South Africa's one history, and let's see what happens with the geography, with the coalition, and with the government of national unity. All the horse trading, nay, the donkey trading is taking place. So France elections will take place most probably July and so forth. You know these ministers who got kicked out now, and they were no more made it for MPs and so forth. They in South Africa, they're going to receive a golden handshake for their departure, the ministers and MPs. My money, your money, 81 million rand. Starbucks is losing it. They don't know what to do. Oh, Muslims, oh, people of conscience, throughout the world we are addressing you. McDonald's haram, even if it has a halal certificate, is not worth the paper on which it's written. These are scholars for dollars who have sold the deen of Islam with their halal certification. And KFC haram throughout the world, even Makkah, Medina, we say haram. And remember that Starbucks, one cannot go there. They're all supporters of Israel and so forth. So what answer will you give that you are eating, drinking from these people who are supporting Israel, who blow the head of our babies one side, the body cut to pieces on the other side, and you happy with that? Shame upon you. Hajj this year will be very, very hot. Nowadays in Makkah, Mukarramah surroundings, it's reaching already 48, 49 degrees. Hajj will start this week Friday. And remember, all Hujjaj Baytillah, if you are following the Hanafi school for the men, then Friday you should be reading Jumu'ah day in Mina. Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambalish, you just read Zuhr, so that is fine. But the Hanafi should be reading Jumu'ah. And second issue is, remember, Friday is not the 8th of Zulhijjah. There, Saturday is the 8th, but you got MBS there, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Allah give him hidayat, and if there's no hidayat, Allah decimate, destroy him, and all these tinpot dictators in the Arab world. And remember, but nevertheless, they will have to practice on that. By the moon, Samis, they were sighting 6-7 hour moon. Where you see that, there the moon is sighted? The Salafi scholars cannot answer this. Always remember, before MBS came, he wants to show what a genius he is, so he brings about changes, but everything he tries, he gets humiliated. So for years and years and years, remember, the custom tradition was the kiswa, the ghilaf, used to be changed on the 9th of Zulhijjah, when the hajis are leaving Makkah and Aziziya, Mina. Hajis you will find everywhere, that they all going to Arafat, 2 million of them, 2.5 million of them. So anyway, from now on, last year also they did it like this, the kiswa mubaraka and the ghilaf, so that will be changed on the Kaaba on the 1st of Muharram 1446. So that will be for those people who are there, they will witness it and so forth. North Korea, he's sending junk towards South Korea. Sometimes they send all papers, sometimes they send manure, sometimes they send some other dirt and so forth. So this is a junk war between North Korea and South Korea. Putin says Europe is defenseless. He said you wanted to help Ukraine, and now that has drained your economy and you don't have much defenses left, I can sort all of you out in 1 week, 2 weeks, in 1 month I'll clean you up. So that is Putin. Putin is a big harami, therefore we like him. Anybody cause harm to America, Britain, Europe and so forth, and Israel, we will support them, because you can see all of them are complicit in this crime against the Palestinians and Muslims, and you must be very naive to think that this war is against Palestinians. This is a war against Islam. You must remember that. Almighty Allah informed us already in the Noble Quran, Surah 61, Chapter 61, verse number 8. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahim. Their aim, their objective and motive is to extinguish the nur of Allah, the radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah biafwahim, with their mouths, with their media, with their politicians and governments. So Islam they want to extinguish, but Allah says, nay, wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah will let the nur of Islam spread throughout the whole world, walau karihal kafirun, although the non-Muslims they hate it and detest it. Al Jazeera is closed for another 45 days there in Gaza and Palestine and occupied Palestine, and there in upper Indian administered Kashmir, 9 Hindus it seems were killed. Remember that. Who killed them? We don't know. It's speculation that is the Kashmiris, the Muslims, they were going for some to some shrine or some, you understand, pilgrims they call them. ESCOM has given some good news. For how long, we don't know. They say, oh, people in South Africa, don't panic. There will not be load shedding now in this cold winter spell. Let's see. Many times in the past, they made promises, but it was not encouraging. Today, my brother Dawood Monley will be in Tonga, so pass the word around, Hafiz Naushad and Dr. Junaid and all of you. So he will spend the whole day there in Tonga. That is our engineer, Dawood Monley, to tune up the decoders and the radios and so forth. Inshallah, my program will be 8:30 to 9 with Mona Zahid, that we will be doing inshallah about the latest in occupied Palestine, and inshallah tafsir will continue between 1 and 2 to 2:30. The wonderful, beautiful trip I had to Maseru, Lesotho, we will discuss that in detail. Allah reward my brother Muhsin Abdullah and all the other brothers, sisters, children. Beautiful, wonderful trip. And inshallah, tonight with Mona Khalid Yaqub, there'll be Q&A. So between 8 and 10, Hafiz Wadi is not too well. Allah grant him and all those who are ill and sick Shifa Kamil. Allah Jalla grant all our marhumin and our shuhada and all those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Eid in South Africa, you must remember, is on Monday. So today Monday, so a week today is Eid. Thursday night, inshallah, I will be in Tonga, so this Thursday night. And then on Friday, Jummah, then Peter Marisburg, Mountain Rise. Friday night will be there in Camperdown. Everywhere, Isha Salat is 7 o'clock Jamaat, and thereafter the program will start. And then Saturday night, Avondale, inshallah. Sunday night, Umslanga Rocks, where our Haji Harun Isa is. And then on Monday morning, 6:45, 6:45, inshallah, the lecture will start there at the People's Park, and that is Moses Mabida Stadium. So we will be there, inshallah, at the Eidgah, inshallah, Aziz. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. Masalim Kareem, we have 20 minutes left, so let us fire up with the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Saab, what do we do with khajur that has insects inside?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sometimes people buy dates from here and there, or they buy from Medina Munawwara and they bring it. They don't give it out immediately. They store it, and then the ants and other things also enters. So remember now, that is not fit for human consumption and so forth, and not healthy. Just go and bury it, and in that way there you show respect to it. As it is, it came from Medina Munawwara or some other place. So that is our advice in that cases there. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq that we have jis ka zarf bara ho. Allah in ko bara bana deta hai, that who has a magnanimous heart, a generous heart and a big heart, Allah will elevate you. Don't hoard and store these type of things.
Mufti Saab, I'm a revert. I have an understanding that in the rule of Mahdi, there will be no Muslim prisoners. I don't know where I got this idea. Is this correct, Mufti Saab?
No, it's not correct. You must remember that Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will come when the Ummah is totally rudderless. Like now, see here, that here in Palestine they can murder, they can cause massacres, and which Arab country will help the Palestinians? None. Majority of them are murtad, ghaddar, and traitors to Islam. Which Muslim country is going to help them? None. So remember that same law there also. We don't say all, but we'll say majority of them are not even Muslim. So we must know that at times like this, then Allah alone knows. We can't say that Hazrat Mahdi is born, or he is this place, but there are signs. Remember, when all that will happen, only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. We cannot specify a time and so forth. His mandate will be to bring about unity among the rank and file, among the Muslims, and to say there will be no prisoners. That is incorrect, you must remember. Yes, after that the Dajjal will emerge, and between thereafter Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus peace be upon him, will descend. And then between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, in a place called Lud, Lam Dal, or they translate it as Lod, L-O-D. So there, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, the Prophet, peace be upon him, will dispatch the Dajjal, the Antichrist, straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So that's the time. There won't be no prisoners, nothing. Immal Islam or immal Saif. Either people embrace Islam, either we wage war against them, and then Islam will prevail. In the entire world, there'll be one rule, and that will be the rule of Islam. And then the final challenge again will come, when Gog and Magog, Ya'juj, Ma'juj will appear. So then again, that Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his people will go to Mount Sinai. He will recite dua and make dua, cry to Almighty Allah, and beseech Almighty Allah, and implore Almighty Allah to send some, you know, punishment for them. Rains and floods will come, and in that way there, that day, and they'll have a boil there on their neck, and they will die, and then there'll be stench, and then the floods will come, they'll be cast into the oceans, and then Nabi Isa alayhi salam and his people will come down, they'll be stench, and then the floods come, and so forth. So like that, so many things, all this are clear cut mentioned. You must remember, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, all the hadith kitabs that speak about Kitabul Fitan, all the trials and tribulations before Armageddon. That's the word the Jutlas and the enemies of Islam use, Armageddon. So that is the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. Allah Jalla Ala, let us pass away through his fazl, grace and mercy with Iman and Islam. And Allah Jalla Ala, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet Almighty Allah. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi.
Mufti Sahab, which part of the Qurbani animal we cannot eat?
So you must remember, whatever animal you slaughter, so the male, you know, the male organ, female organ, all these type of things you can't eat and so forth. So normal animals also, that there are certain parts you can't consume and so forth. So yeah, also it is like that in Qurbani animal. And the ideal thing would be that after the Eid Salat and, you know, the khutbah and so forth and so on, then you go and sacrifice. Faswalli li rabbika wanhar, chapter 108 and verse number 2. So after you have slaughtered and so forth, then you start cooking it. And normally the kaleji, the kabit, the liver, that gets cooked very quickly. So that ulama and that have written that it is mustahab sunnah to have that. I'la'u sunan, Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani also has referred to it. So therefore we say that few people, they practice on it, mashallah. People like us who are weak, we first go for a nice, healthy, hearty breakfast, and then we will go and see the slaughtering and so forth and so on. So there's nothing wrong in that, but if you can manage nicely and without making a fuss, then after you eat salat and khutbah, first sacrifice, and thereafter, mashallah, you take the kabit, the liver, the kaleji, and partake of it, and revive the sunnah mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Sahab, must we wash fresh dates before we consume it?
It's not compulsory or something. If people brought fresh dates, rutab, you know, the one you press it, the juice comes out, that's the one I really love. So you must remember, I don't normally wash it and so forth, but if you want to wash it, it's fine. My beloved mother, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, I know that she used to take the bananas and apples and all this here, and she wouldn't allow us to eat. She said, no, we must wash it first and so forth. So sometimes we wash, sometimes we don't wash when it comes to fruit and so forth. But dates I hardly ever wash. You must remember, if it's fresh, we can see it, so just make bismillah and we eat it. So it's not a sunnah to wash it, but it is permissible to wash it before consumption.
Mufti Saab, can we have a bird as a pet, and is it permissible to clip its wings so that it doesn't fly away?
There are three issues here. Is it permissible to have a bird, a parrot, and so forth in your house? 100% permissible. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a younger brother, Aba Umair, so his bird died. So he's a young boy, and he was very sad. He, rahmatulil alameen, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to him, met him, and said, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'alan Nughair, to cheer him up. See, Umair, Nughair, the master, alayhi salatu salam, rhyming the words. Oh, Aba Umair, what happened to Nughair? Nughair died. That was the name of the bird, the parrot. So to keep that totally permissible, to torture the birds and animals and stunning and clip their wings and all that, all haram. In Islam, Almighty Allah, see in our Qurbani, we're going to make Qurbani next week, Udhiya. Call it Qurbani, call it Udhiya, all synonymous. So Almighty Allah is teaching us in the noble Quran. These are lessons. You don't just read Quran for sawab and reward. You must understand the message of the noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informs us, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, and verse number 37, Almighty Allah states, chapter 22, verse 37, كَذَٰلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ سَمَلَدِي. Allah has subjugated these animals, the camel, the cow, all that for you, for your qurbani. Allah is speaking about qurbani in this verse, that udhiya. سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And you should be glorifying the Almighty Allah's sacred name. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. Beautify your Eid with takbir, hadith in Tabarani. So remember that, so we do that. Then, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are muhsineen. They fulfill their duty with beauty. Now you got your camel, your cow, your bull, or your ox or whatever, or your goat and sheep, and you use a blunt knife, or you stun the animal. So all that haram, you must remember that. Fulfill your duty with beauty, and give glad tidings to such people, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 22, verse 37, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. Open Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, authentic hadith. So Allah has prescribed, ordained, we do goodness to entire creation of Allah, Jalla wa'ala, and not go and clip the wings and so forth. That is one type of torture also for the birds, and that is not permissible. We must leave it in its natural way, remember that.
Mufti Saab, on the day of Eid, can we eat Sehri time and then fast till Qurbani done?
That is not called the fast. Fast only got one definition. Min tulu il fajri, that is when fajr time starts, ila ghurubi shams. So remember that it is sunnah that we don't eat and so forth, right till Eid Salat and so forth. How in Eid ul Fitr, it is sunnah to eat tamaran witran. You eat the dates, odd numbers, 3, 5, 7, or even 1. So there in Eid ul Fitr, Ramadan is finished, and first Shawwal. So remember that is a sunnah. So at this Eid, where was I? I was then Komatipur, Eid al-Fitr. And last year, Eid al-Adha, I was in Sheppey, Port Shepstone. Now we are in Durban, inshallah. So we must know the difference here. Why? But you don't call that Saum. That our Indian people, they call this. They say, me roza rakunga, me roza rakungi, I'll fast. And you don't call that. So if you want to eat Sehri time and all that, so time you can eat, nobody can stop you. But it's not a sunnah or something, remember that. To fast on Eid day is haram. To fast on the 3 days after Eid is haram. So 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th is ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa zikrillah. The days of eating, drinking and remembering Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So these 4 days, 10, 11, 12, 13. And the first of Shawwal, that is Eid al-Fitr, these 5 days is haram to fast. You don't call it a fast.
Okay, Sahab, I married a lady with 2 kids. Can I put them in my will together with my own kids?
Remember, my brother, sister, what you need to do is this. When you are preparing your will, that you should do immediately. Do that today. Do it this week before Eid comes. And Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. A Muslim, we speak of true Muslim, who has assets, who has wealth, he should not even wait for 2 nights, and his will for last testament and last will should be written already. You know, in that time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a great shortage and paucity of paper and pen and people who could really write and so forth. Yet he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Illa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu," that you should write down your will. So it shows we should have it written immediately. Procrastination is wrong, to delay. At-taswifu min ash-shaytan. So that's what we are doing, that's not permissible. In Islam, when a Muslim person passes away, first will be burial, funeral expenses. Second, the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts, all must be paid immediately to the creditors, not after 3 days and 40 days and 100 days. There's no such thing like that in Islam. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third is wasiyah. Wasiyah is for non-heirs. So you married a lady, she came with her children from her previous husband, he died, he passed away or divorced her. After her iddat expired, you married her. So for these 2 children who are your stepchildren, you can allow and use the provision of, that is, the bequeathing for them, wasiyah for them, maximum 1/3. So you leave 10%, 15%, 20% for them. So that's good, no problem with that. So you can do that. They are not heirs, but they'll be beneficiaries, meaning you bequeath for them. Then will come the shares of the heirs. So you, my brother, then now you have a wife, and then you have 3 sons, and you have 1 daughter. So your wife will get 12.5%. Your sons will get 25%. Your 3 daughters each will get 12.5%. So all the women will get 12.5%, and the sons will get 25%. That is an easy example I gave you. So yes, you can include them in the world, but not as heirs. But they will receive from the wasiyah what you had bequeathed to them. So my advice would be, give them 10%, 5% each, or 20%, 10%. That's your prerogative, and you see what is suitable for you.
This is another question. While a person is alive, can requests be made to put certain possessions in their son's or daughter's name in the will?
You see that people today, they confuse issues. One is hiba, one is wasiya, one is mirath. I have sons and I have daughters, for example, I want to gift something to them, a car, a business, block of flats, whatever it is, cash. So that you must give now in your lifetime. This week here, you call your sister, your daughters, you call your sons, you call your family members, and tell them, honey, Eid Acheto, you see that Eid is coming and so forth. I want to give you all a Eid because I'm a big shot. You know, I was in Lesotho, so I met some of our Mammon guys, real tycoons there. I'm telling you, you must remember that. You have to listen. You must listen between 2 and 2:30 and so forth. Alhamdulillah, they're building masajid, doing welfare work. Allah Jalla Allah grant them more and more. Allah mazid fazid. So you want to get the dispose of your assets. So if you are giving a gift during your lifetime to your children, wa'adilu bayna awladikum, give them equally. And they, your sons, daughters, the giftee, the recipient, must take possession of it. It must be transferred on their name. And you, the father, mother, you cannot attach any conditions. The flat is yours, but the income will come to me. I'm giving you the car, you the owner, but I will take the car whenever I feel like. All these conditions are null and void, and they fall away, they are waived off. So that is hiba, giving a gift and a present. Next one is this, la wasiyyata li warithin. The warish, you must remember, those who are the heirs. Now you can't go and add another share to them. Allah already gave them a share. Your wife's share is 12.5%, 1/8. And when there's a child, children, your children are there, her children, whatever. So you must remember that. So now your children, you pass away, share another 12.5%. You say, no, I want to give her still another 50%. That you can't do that. So remember that these are the shares ordained prescribed by Almighty Allah. Whatever you want to give, give now in your lifetime. Let them take possession of it, and there must be no conditions attached to it. That is what Islam is teaching us. And if they are not heirs, then you make wasiyah, you bequeath for them, as the brother asked just now, regarding the lady he married, she came with her two children, so that you call to make wasiyah for them. Yeah.
Has the law of death penalty been removed from Saudi Arabia since MBS took over, Mufti Sahib?
He has demolished every law almost of Islam. Therefore, I say loudly and boldly, he's a murtad. And I say, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَد. If you say no, he's a Muslim, and you agree with what he's doing and his policies and all that, then you yourself, you'll go out of the fold of Islam. You must remember that he changed the whole Hajj date. So you must remember the ulama can't speak the truth. A genocide is unfolding there. The imams of the Haram, now last week Friday, that was 3 days ago, that Yasir Dawsari is a very young imam. He didn't speak one word, not one letter for Aqsa al-Mubarak, for Palestine, for Gaza, nothing. You will think that is the most safest place and the Muslims are winning or something. So all this is because of him, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, the Harami, and his cabinet. Today we say Saudi Arabia is a kafir country and run by kuffar. You must remember that. What Islam Day is. Bikini beaches in Jeddah, Sanamas there in Medina Munawwara. Any gay can come in there and sleep in the hotels because he wants to get, you must remember, the 2034 World Cup and 2030 Expo. And you must remember, they bring all the musical shows and so forth. And he removes the Islamic laws. Ulama speak about it, he imprisons them. So what Islam are you talking about? So you must remember, Pakka Murtad Harami Shaitan. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allahumma ahalik Ali Saud kama ahalakta Ada wa Thamud. Remember, my brother Dawood Munli will be in Tonga today, and our brother Fahmi Mal of Benoni Actonville will be in Balfour, Heidelberg, Nigel. If you want Fahmi, so just contact him. I'll send out the numbers today, and he'll be there in Balfour today on Wednesday, this Wednesday, and there in Pretoria next week, Wednesday after Eid. He contacted me yesterday. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.